Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Wanda, go ahead.
She might be busy doing something. So, Pastor Leroy, how are you doing tonight?
Pastor Wanda, you there?
Pastor Wanda dropped for some reason. I don't know what happened to her.
Okay. I wanted to give her the first word. Hey, how you doing, Pastor Ken?
I'm doing great. Okay, Pastor Wanda's called back in. Okay, so I'll bring her on. Okay, I don't know. Maybe she was having problems with her phone. We'll see what happened. Pastor Wanda, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All righty.
Hello.
What happened? Something
happened
with your phone?
I don't know. I heard you speaking. I was speaking as well. So I rebooted my phone, so I don't know what's going on, but praise be to God, I'm here.
Amen. All right. Well, Pastor Warner is going to continue with a message that she has for us as part of her study, and we'll get into that in a moment. Well, let me play a song here, okay, by Melvin Campbell III. It's called Wonderful Is Your Name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How was everybody's day? I hope you had a blessed and a wonderful day. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Psalm 118:24. Pastor Keen, how was your day?
It was great. In fact, it was great. Okay, how was your day?
Amen. Go ahead, sir. Pastor Keen?
Yeah.
All right, Pastor Leroy, how was your day?
Yeah, my day was fantastic, Pastor Wanda. And I want to say, man, I've been listening to the show for the last two or three episodes that I haven't been on. And I got to say, Pastor Wanda, you are in charge of this show. And I appreciate that. You're not taking any BS from anybody coming on the show. Keep it up, babe. You're my kind of woman, man.
Well, let me tell you, I had a blessed day. I had a call. One of my sisters went home to glory. We had just went to the doctor, but I'm still looking at it in a positive way of the kingdom call. And I'm still going to keep on with the right attitude, knowing that God is in control. And I've been throwing my hand up all day. I got to sleep to 7, but all praise and honor go to God. So I wish all the women and daughters of a king and men of God a fabulous day. So we're going to have a great time tonight in the Word of God. The Word is still on positive attitude. So each and every day, or even through when you have hardship, it's how you handle it and where you run to. And we're going to look in the Word of God tonight, and I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures to back everything that I speak about, that what God gave me. Because it's funny, he'll just give me something, and I have to go look something up and study it right quick. But we're going to look at a lot of Bible twos, where to go, okay? Now let's go to in the Word of God, all right? We're going to go to Psalm 16:11. What is the Bible saying about positive attitude? And we're going to see what the Word of God says. And God present is an intimate relationship with him, is the source of every good, righteous, and positive attitude and act. Because the justification work of Jesus Christ give us access to God, prayer brings us near to him, so can give us the things that we can receive in them. This is an illustration in a simple way. We have to probably be in the closest presence of a person of positive, uplifting attitude, who radiant uses them, zeal, confidence, general humor, and determination. On the other hand, uplifting attitude can be radiant. Hallelujah. It's like we're also being in the presence of someone who wears a sour conscience. Now, if we in the presence of people that's always uplifting, you know, all of us going to go through something, ups, highs, and lows, but I'd rather be in the presence, just like Pastor Leroy and Pastor Ken, I hear the greatness and that joy, okay? And we go through things like everybody else. But when we look at it, we're not going to let anything bring us down, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to always have that Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We know where to pull strength from. Amen? So when you know my strength comes from God. So as I didn't be in the presence, so listen at this. I'm going to tell each and everybody, you can't go nowhere, run from God, okay? He's omnipotent and omnipresent, but then he wants that relationship with you. Today, I'm going to tell you, I fasted after I had all these calls. God let me go rest in his presence. I mean, I went to sleep. I didn't get up to 7:35 or 45. I usually get calls 24. I heard some calls, but I just had to stay with God. I didn't make no appointments today. I canceled everything. I said, God, I'm just sit with you. Now I'm going to go into prayer and thank God for his people, for who God is. And I rested. So I have that strength tonight to be able to speak, because a lot of things drain you. Because I can't be around people who are poor pills me. No, I can't do that. No, I can't. Because, like I said last night, if you be around somebody always negative and you didn't have a great day, do you know that spirit will jump off on you so quickly and you'll feel like that person just walked away from it? I'd rather be with somebody that has joy, encouragement, uplifting, and see, that's what God wants us to have. Because he said rejoice in all things. He didn't tell us rejoice because how it's our feeling. That's the solos. That's your soul. That's the fleshly. We need to have that joy because God gave us that joy, and that is a key from the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
That is the one, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 10 through 22. He wants us to have that joy. That is not a natural joy. That is the only from the joy that God give you. Amen? Let's look, keep on going. And then when you be in the presence of God, hallelujah, when you be in the presence of God, ooh, when you come out, you don't feel the same way. Have you noticed that? If you sit with God more than you sit with your TV, on the phone, these are many distractions. They're good to have. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd rather sit in the presence of God. Like when I go in the restroom, I sit in the presence of God. I come out. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to keep moving. That's what the problem is. A lot of people let things cling to them, and that's why that joy, that peace is taken from them, okay? But you got to stay in a positive attitude, positive mind setting, positive speech pattern. And you can get caught up sometimes, but that's why you got to walk off. Sometimes you got to walk away from people, okay? Because you don't want to feel that same, that stagnation, draining spirit, because that's what it is. A negative spirit is draining. Have you noticed it takes more muscles to frown than to smile? I look at a lot of things that God has shown me. Now, I'm going to give you a prime example. So a man thinks of his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7, okay? If you think I'm broke, disgusted, I can't have this, I'm always tired, I'm sick, if you speak this, I'm never going to do this, that is not the speech God wants you to have. You got to change your thought patterns, and that's by renewing your mind. I'm going to go back over the things God gave me. I hope I'm not going too fast for anybody. You must renew your mind. You must renew your minds daily. For all that stuff we didn't get in our minds when we was in the world, okay? In the world, a lot of garbage have been placed in our mindset, in our thought patterns, okay? Every day, you got to speak, I'm a child of God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Psalm 18:24. I have Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. You got to make it personal. Personal. So, and all that stuff, what you have learned in the world or whatever somebody spoke over you, you got to denounce that. And if you don't know how to denounce it, you write down all the positives. This is me. This is what God had me to do. I write down what I'm thankful for and stay positive. Amen? So if you look at the positive side, it's going to outweigh your negative. That's the same Jesus. Now watch this. Hallelujah. Jesus on one side for the positive and negative Satan. And you'll see Jesus going to outweigh Satan. Negative will not overrule positive. Positive will overrule negative. Everybody understand it? That's how when I, just because this going on, I got to write down, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I put God's name down, and I go to, right, I thank you, God. Because, see, he is the life giver. And you stay positive. You got to say, they're always talking about, I'm tired. I'm blessed in how to say it. I'm blessed. You have to speak the things of God over your life. You're not defeated. You're not a victim. You're victorious in Christ. And I'm going to come and tell you why I can say that. If you look at 1 Corinthians 15:56-57, it says the sin of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's already won. It's already won. You're victorious in Christ. And you have to speak this over your life. Do not let nobody over your life. And that's what the enemy, faith is positive. Fear is not of God. Because God have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. The enemy wants you to have fear. Now, when you go to Psalm 27, let's go to Psalm 27 now. You can combat all these feelings with the word of God. Okay? In Psalm 27, it said, the Lord is. It didn't say he might be. The Lord is my salvation, and whom shall I fear? Okay? What you got to fear for? Fear is false evidence that seems real. That is not in our kingdom. That is not in the kingdom of God, okay? That's of the kingdom of this world. Okay, let's get back to the next one. I hope I'm not going too fast for anybody. But, you know, it's him because I don't have this written, I don't have stuff written down. Okay, I speak from my heart, what God have allowed me to go through. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, going back to the present, Psalm 16:11. Amen? What happens if we get so distracted from either of these persons, or even if they come near, we completely disinterest? That's by negative, okay? It does not affect us at least. Why? Because we neither near enough or interested in their affection. Okay? It is the spirit of a person radiant out of the influence that perhaps even changes our spirit. That's what I just said. If you be around somebody, it can change your spirit. If they come and talk about, you can't do this, you didn't get the job, ha, ha, ha. That is not what we want to be around. We want to be around somebody that's uplifting, edifying for the hearers, okay? Speaking peace, speaking the things of the kingdom, okay? Okay.
Amen.
Jesus Christ brings us to the very presence of most positive, righteous, unchanging attitude that exists in this entire universe. God greatly desires us to have the quality of his spirit, and being in his presence is one of the ways to accomplish this. This is why people can leave God present in prayer and feel the peace, joy, or confidence and humble and the chastening because God has led them to remorse of repentance. So when you be in the presence of God, listen to me. The person says, oh, I told God I'm sorry. That is not repentance. You know, when you repent, that is a really remorse that I have sinned against God. And against sin, because it's not you always sinning against me, it's sinning against God. And you're sorry for what you have done. Because sometimes I can hear songs and it just breaks me. Okay? I said, Lord, I sinned against you again. So I go into Psalm 51, a repentance prayer, as David prayed it. Okay? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is exempt. Only one was perfect was Jesus. See, that's why we don't need nothing to go into something like the gentleman called yesterday. We don't need a priest to go in a box like in the Old Testament. We don't need a box priest. Okay? That was for the old. That was under the law. We are under grace. Okay? Grace is God married. Wait a minute. Hold on. Excuse me. God riches under Christ's bent. Christ and paid for our sins. You don't have to walk around feeling guilty, sorry, all the time. And this is a point where people, you can go, if God said, go to Jesus, his name is Jesus, okay? You can get on your knees and repent in Jesus' name, okay? In Jesus' name. Because, listen, you don't have to walk around with guilt, shame, condemnation. It's been paid for. Only thing, you got to forgive yourself sometimes. A lot of people, but I just can't forgive myself. Yes, you can. If Jesus have forgiven you and have paid for your debt, you can forgive yourself. So a lot of people walk around. Sir?
I said, yes, amen to that.
Okay. I'm just letting him lead me, y'all. You don't have to walk around, but you don't know what I did. Yes, God knows it. Plain and simple. A lot of people are walking around with unforgiveness, and that gives you the wrong attitude. The wrong attitude, negativity, and you can't have that. God wants you to be set free, free indeed. So if you hadn't repented and said, God, and it's a way to forgive yourself. You can write this stuff down on a piece of paper and say, Lord, I done did this, this, this. And you sit there. Don't move. Don't move. And let God minister to you. That's why we have Psalm 16:11. In the presence of the Lord is fullness, not half full. Fullness of joy. Just like, let me give you a good scenario. Just like you go fill your car up, and you know it's about on empty, and what you have to do? You have to go to a gas station. I'm going to make it plain and simple. Like he's giving it to me. I ain't got this wrote down. I believe this. If you don't put enough gas in now, your car ain't going, is it? So that's the same thing. When you go to God, let him fill you, fully fill you. Let the presence, the anointing, the Holy Spirit, let him love on you and he'll show you. You are forgiven, my child. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay? Don't run from God. Because that one time I did the same thing because I felt, but he showed me how to forgive. Forgive. That's another part what makes you have a negative attitude. So that ain't the attitude that God wants us to have. He wants us to stay on positive. That greatness, the excellence of the kingdom of God. We are his children. We're not peasants. We are not outcasts anymore. We are not hobos. I'm just breaking it down. We are royalty. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something. Royalty. Royalty. Have you ever seen the royal family? Now, we got these. Everybody got issues. Don't get me wrong, because ain't nobody perfect but Jesus. But we are royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Peculiar people. Hallelujah. He tells you who you are. You're the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. He tells you, I have created you. I thought about you for the foundation of this world, Ephesians 1:4. God spoke you out of his heart. He didn't speak defeat, death, destruction. He created you for good. He got a purpose, a divine purpose. Your testimony is to encourage somebody else. Not just, oh, I this happened today. No, this is what God brought me through. Hallelujah. And that's Revelation 12:11, the testimony. And that can change another person. That's what the testimony is for, y'all. Because he died. The blood covers you. Jesus, you didn't walk by. A lot of people thought they walked by themselves. But no, he carried you. Amen? We're going to take a break,
amen,
and we'll come back to the next script. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's play a great song here by Keira Sheard. Okay, it keeps happening. Amen.
Then I started seeing how God was just moving in my life, connecting me with the right people that would push me into purpose. And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and I was looking at some homes. I said, one day I want a house like that. And the Lord just kept showing me series and sequence of events that were just flashing through my mind. And I started crying, and I became overwhelmed. This keeps happening to me. It keeps happening to me. And I was in the car by myself, and I said, God, I thank you. I won't complain. I'll trust you. So I started, the lyrics just started coming to me. And I said, my feet is blessed. My money is blessed. My body is blessed. It keeps happening to me. And then we'll cover our family. I cover it in my family. I'm making better decisions. Destroying every addiction. Oh.
Come on.
Just an awesome time with listening to my brothers and just speaking the word of God. You know, that's just to being positive because, if you look at, if you was in the woods of the world, you know, we could be out partying, we could be doing anything. But tonight, you know, each night when we had a Bible study, you know, they did the same thing in Joshua 1:8 when he said, let not this book of laws depart from your mouth, but meditate on day and night so you have good success and prosper. You know, it's an awesome thing. They had Bible study now. We have a Bible study right now. And God, I know he honors that, okay? Because we could be doing anything in this world. We're imparting the word of God to his people, his sheep, amen? Let's look at trusting God in the storm, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Trusting God, and we're going to be, this is going to be by Jesus, you know, with the 12 disciples, okay? It reminds me of Jesus sleeping on the boat during the middle of a storm. He said, let us go to the other side, but yet, when things started looking bad enough, they started to doubt that would happen. The truth is, no matter how bad things looked, they were just as secure. They had God in the flesh on the boat with them. He could have, excuse me, how could they really think they wouldn't make it? You know, that's the same thing in our life. Jesus is with us. He'd be in the storm with us. But we got to speak right in that storm. We can't have doubt in the storm. Amen? So we're going to Mark 4:35-40. On this day, when the evening came, he said to them, let's go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and the other boats were with him. There came and roused a fierce gale of wind and waves were breaking over the boat, so much that the boat was already filled up. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And as he woke up and said to him, they woke him up, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? First of all, did you hear that? They not perishing. They was not perishing. Hold thought. I got hold on, Pastor. I got another call coming in right quick. I got to make sure I'm not missing a call, man. Hold on.
Okay, I'll take a caller then. Okay, caller 111. You're on the air.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome, bro. I'm just here waiting.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, keep preaching.
Go ahead.
Keep preaching.
Amen.
I'm going to mute
Go
myself.
Go ahead, Pastor. Okay. Oh, well. Pastor Juan might be still on that call. Amen. All right.
All right. Hey, Pastor.
All right.
You hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Praise the Lord, I'm back.
All right, I'll mute myself.
What the caller said?
He said he's going to mute himself.
Oh, everything's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Great.
Okay, now, let's get back to the text. I apologize. I always have calls coming in. I try not to miss none, amen? But listen at this. First of all, they had doubt. They didn't woke the master up. That's already over the waves and everything. They had the greatest teacher with them. That's the same thing with us. See, they had him in the flesh. We have him in the spirit. Amen? That's two different things now. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it's not one storm he don't know about. Okay? Not one storm. They didn't have the Bible. They had Jesus already in the flesh, God himself. The word of God was already right there with him. Amen? Let's look at this storm now. And I want to ask you what storm you're going through and who are you trusting in this storm? We can't have doubt. That's number one. No doubt. Okay? Now, okay. Okay, Jesus is already sleeping. I'm going back. Now, here said, teacher, do you not care we're perishing? Do you know God, Jesus know that it was already a storm? He was sleeping in peace. Okay? That's the same thing, Isaiah 26. Those that keep their mind on him, he'll keep you in what? Not some peace, but perfect peace. Okay? You got the prayer for peace on the boat. Amen? This that is. Even in your life, if you go into a storm, the Prince of Peace is with you. But it's what you're looking at. You got to stay focused on him. Amen? So if you go to Psalm 121, I'm gonna give you points on what to do. Okay, because today it was a big storm for me, but I know if Jesus is in control, God is in control. Okay, so when we get to Psalm 121, we're getting to stay on this text. We're gonna be still in Mark. I'm just gonna come back get with word from the Psalms. In Psalms 121, it says, don't run from the hill. It said, look. Look to the hill which your help come from. Amen? He said, look.
Amen.
Okay. Let's get back. We're going back to Mark because we're going to go back and forth in the word of God. That's how you study. Okay? Okay? And he got up. Now, listen what Jesus did. They already then spoke doubt. They already saying they perishing. Okay? They're not perishing. Okay? And he got up, this is Jesus, he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, hush, be still. And the wind died down and it became perfect calm. It's what same as what Jesus speaks, we got to start speaking the same thing. That's a perfect illustration right there. If Jesus, we have that much power and authority in our mouth, you don't have to, oh, God, this is going on in my life. Now, God didn't had me out in Atlanta, Georgia. People didn't run up on me. I had to tell them, be still. Don't move. I mean, it's not that person. He's a spirit that I have to deal with when God has sent me out. But I have studied the word, and I know it's not somebody just running up with knives and everything. I was, oh, my God, okay, God, you got me out today. It's how and what you have been taught. You don't have to run from anything, okay? You got to understand, use your power and authority as Jesus used, okay? That's what being positive. You don't have to fight battles. You don't have to do anything. When you're in a storm, do what Jesus. be quiet. Peace be still. Amen?
Amen.
So, and it says, and he said to them, why are you afraid? Whoa. Did you catch that? Did you hear what Jesus said? Why are you afraid? They became very afraid and said to one another, who then is this even the wind and sea of rebuke? They with the greatest teacher. They with the I am. They with the Holy Spirit hadn't been left because Jesus hadn't died. So let's stay right there. They're with the greatest teacher. They didn't scream. They said, well, what kind of man this is? They didn't even know it was Almighty God in the flesh right there with them. Training a group of, now watch this. Do you see how God, look at the people that Jesus picked to be on his team. Did you see that? Fisherman, tax collector. He did not go pick the perfect people. All the ones had issues to serve in the kingdom and be disciples. God can use you. Amen? It don't matter what you've been through. You are effective for the kingdom of God. Do not think I got to get myself together. But Jesus stopped every one of them in their track. He knows everything about them. He elected each one, even Judas, even Peter. Okay? Amen? So listen, you got to speak positive. Okay? Positive thought patterns. Okay? So they got down. Then they said, what kind of man? Now they discuss between them and say, well, who is this? See, but now we have Jesus through the Holy Spirit. They had him in the flesh. We have him in the spirit. Amen? The spirit, that's the Holy Spirit we have in us. We have the same power and authority as Jesus Christ. Okay? When they finally were freaked out enough, they woke him up and frustrated with the lack of faith. We got to have faith. We don't want to have lack. There's no lack in the kingdom of God. Okay? But we have the word of God to study thyself, to show thyself approval, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Look how Jesus writing about. The word was right there with him. Authority, power, everything. Kingdom business were right there. Amen? He told them the storm to calm down. They realized they just didn't get it. They didn't get it. They didn't realize who Jesus was. They didn't realize that it didn't matter how bad it got. He was there with them. It's no different than for us today. We have the promise of God that we, excuse me, y'all, he was never leave us or forsake us. It doesn't matter how bad things look. It is merely an illusion. Don't be deceived. When you trust God, trust is in God, you could be more secure. When you trust God, you're more secure. That's all. I trust God. Now, how can I trust God? Now, let's go to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. We're going back and forth. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in yourself, trust in your money, trust in that. No, it don't say that. It don't say that. That's why behind a relationship with Almighty God and getting your Bible, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, okay, but acknowledge me in all thy ways, and he will direct thy path, okay? It didn't say trust in nothing. It says trust God. And that's that is the most powerful thing it is, trusting God. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what storm, what situation, what goes on, God is in control. We are not in control, but we are in control of what we say, and we have to discipline ourselves in the word of God, to the things of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, see, you can speak, oh, this is going to happen, and oh, this is what I got to tell you. Don't speak something that haven't happened. That's what the enemy wants you to speak. See, we got power in our tongues. This is going to happen. That, no, it's not. I'm a child of God. God will protect me. God's going to heal me. God, God, God. More God, less of the world, and less of yourself. And that is knowing my God has my life. I have to stay positive in every circumstance. Okay? Children acting up, trust God. Marriage, trust God. people going home to glory, trust God. It's a trusting, believing something that you can't see. You have the word of God. You stand on the promise of God. We have any callers, brother?
Not at this moment. We do not.
Amen.
I mean,
all right, you want to say you want to expound on anything, Pastor?
No, I'm good. What about you, Pastor Leroy? You got anything you want to say?
No, I mean, you know, I just love watching Pastor Wanda and hearing Pastor Wanda preaching. She's my hero, man. I'm just sitting on the side. We got no calls tonight?
Not the present time, Pastor Leroy.
Okay, you know what? Why don't you play some music, man, on my Pastor Ken show? Man, we got some really good music on that show, man. I don't know what you got going on here.
Yo, Pastor Ken, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I got a praise report.
Hallelujah.
I got a praise report. One of my friends, her friend is, I don't know if you ever heard of this girl named Black China. She's, like, really, really popular. And she was with the guy from the Kardashians. And she used to be a stripper. She had her OnlyFans show where she would do crazy stuff and be naked and all that. Guess what? She gave her life to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. God can do anything.
Trials come and they go, but a word from the steps it took to get started. But if you want,
yeah,
surely win this race. Hold on to God, change in hands. Hold on.
Pastor, hold up. I bind every spirit right now, everyone that's disturbing, vexation spirit, all that cursing spirit, I'm sending it back to hell because it won't stand on this radio station. When that music and worshiping God, I don't know where or who you was raised, but it won't happen here. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, God saw you. We're not doing that. I'm not doing it. If you got that much time, idle time, to act up, you evidently you ain't grown up. You better grow into the things of God. Amen. That's what we're saying about the positive. All that cursing and acting, it ain't happening. That's working for the form of Satan. Satan ain't welcome on this radio station in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. take a caller here. 111, see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
I have bad news for all of you. The black China.
All right, Muslim man, hold up. Stop. Stop, Pastor. Muslim man, you don't have nothing better to do. Now, you should listen to the word. I know who you are.
Muslim.
See,
he
sir,
is
man,
Muslim.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that tonight. Shut
Muslim.
It down, Pastor. We're not
Christian.
Doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Pastor, shut it down. We're not giving a leeway for the enemy. And the enemy is trying to send all these people
down,
on this
man.
Radio station for foolishness.
Yes.
We trust Jesus. Muhammad, you need to return to your master. Where it's not coming, it's not happening tonight. I know the voices. I have discernment. Shut it down.
I did. It's over. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. Okay? All you got to do is say this little prayer after me. Lord Jesus, too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner. And that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come to my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Well,
amen.
If you
Amen. But let me say this, Pastor Wanda, do you want to shut the show down? Like you want the show to end?
Sir? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you now. Say it again, brother.
Look, I'm asking you, do you want the show to end? Do you want the show to
No, we're not. First of all, you know, we're not going to shut nothing down because of disturbance. Every time we got the victory report, and then the same spirits try to come right when the word have been signed. That's to snatch the word from God's people. We're not having that. We're going to shut down
Amen.
Every door
no,
that tries
I
to come
that.
Up and come against
that,
God.
Right? I mean, no, I get that, but do you want to shut the whole show down? I mean,
no, we're not shutting the show. Listen, brother, I'm shutting down anything just like Jesus did with the waves of storms, okay? I'm not shutting any ministry or radio. No, I'm shutting the doors on anything that's coming against the word of God.
Amen.
Like Jesus shut the money changers.
Yeah, shut it down. We don't have time. Jesus didn't deal with spirits. See, these are demonic spirits that's calling, trying to disrupt the word of God, sweetie. Okay,
right,
Jesus
right.
told him, shut up. The man with the legion. Jesus didn't have time to jaw jack with them. He shut it down. So you shut it down. That's how much power and authority we have.
Shut them down.
All right. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Well, if you said that prayer, we welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that Lord's prayer, okay, to be accepted into Jesus' family, okay, we want you to call area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you do so, we will bring you on, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Amen. Let's take a caller here. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Hello? 401.
Hi, what's Pastor Wanda, a prostitute or
a stripper? Set it down, Pastor. We're not doing the fugations. We're not doing foolish. You need to train your mind, sir. You got it's more things. Find out what God wants you to do in your life. Because we're doing what God didn't call us to do.
No, yeah, I agree, Pastor Wanda, man. No BS tonight, man.
No, I'm not doing it because we pour our hearts out and soul because we know what Jesus did for us. My brother, Pastor Ken, and Pastor Leo, we don't have time for that. Y'all want to play? They got many radio stations you can call. They got a joke show on there, but we're not doing the jokes. Okay? Because death and life and the power of the tongue and those who choose to eat the fruit. We eat from the fruit of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to give a special shout-out to my great brother, Juan from Alabama. Hope you're listening. Okay, God bless you and your family. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
All right.
Well,
and I would like to do a shout-out. I would like to do a shout-out to the Sim family, our condolence from Rainbow Ministry, and we ask God to give you peace that passes all understanding. It was a kingdom call, and I thank God for you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, if anybody going through anything, you want to call in for prayer or anything, you need counseling, we are here for you, in Jesus' name.
Well, we got some callers.
I want to say this, too. I want to say this. I don't normally promote my show with Pastor Kent, but if you didn't listen earlier tonight, you should listen, man. We did a whole thing on the apocalypse tonight. We did a whole thing on the film Knock on the Door. You might want to watch it, Pastor Ken. It's a phenomenal film. It's based on God. So I hope you watch it, my brother.
All right. Let's take a call here from 111. See what we have. 111, you're on the air.
Allah says the black China woman turned to a Muslim.
Shut it down. Go. We're not doing Muhammad. I didn't told you. See, I don't want God to bring the wrath against you, sir. Stop it. You're a grown man. Stop it in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Muhammad is also a Muslim and a black man.
Shut it down, Pastor. We're not doing Muhammad, Pastor. Shut it down. Don't give him a leeway, not even a foothold to get to talk about Muhammad. We're not trying to convert people. We're trying to convert them to Jesus Christ who died.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
He's trying
to get out of here.
All right.
Hi, y'all. My name is Billy, and I was wondering if Pastor Wanda would say a quick prayer for me. I suffer from terrible depression because my mama used to make me lick her pussy and lick her clit.
Shut it down, Pastor. Listen, first, let me clear something up. Pastor, listen at this. The enemy wants to discredit us. Listen, Pastor. Pastor, shut it down. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you something. We're being effective for the kingdom of God, okay? And the enemy trying his way to get through the media, so because we got listeners, okay? We doing edifying for the hearers. We have zero tolerance for this foolishness. If they see us, they want to call. First of all, you'll hear them say, praise the Lord, okay? They ain't said that not one time. Giving honor to God, and then they're going to get open up with the foolish talking, the gesturing, the lewdness. That is a malice mouth that's calling. All these call is malice mouth. In Jesus' name, the one calling with something, nonsense. Do not give them a leeway when they get to saying it. You won't pray, we'll pray. But then you get to talking about the genital parts. We're not doing that. This ain't no pornography show.
That's right.
Yes, I know. Amen. All right.
And I'm not.
Well,
you say John Holmes, just go home.
Yeah. They don't have nothing to do. The day fried.
We got another caller. Let's take this caller and find
out
what he.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 111, you're on the air.
This is ISIS Radio. All praise to Allah.
See, get him shutting down, Pastor. He calling from different numbers.
Yeah,
he has a
problem, man. What kind of bullshit is that, man?
Listen at me. He got a burner caller, Pastor. That's why. It's a burner. He's going to keep calling. That is the disruption. He's sent by the enemy. He's sent by Satan. Pay attention. Garden already got me prepared. See, I can stand to anything that's going on. They don't have leeway. They ain't got no authority. You have no authority, Pastor. Shut it down in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Shed everyone to call in that is not glorifying a mighty, a living God, Psalm 18:46. Hallelujah, God. We're going to still praise God through the midst of the storm. It's too small for God. It was too small for Jesus.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen. We praising Jesus up in here.
They ain't got nothing better to do. We're not running from nobody. I'm going to speak the word of God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every song that rises, Isaiah 54:17. We win. We win.
Amen.
See, listen, we just talked about the storm. This is a little storm. This is a little storm. This can't affect the kingdom of God because there's more of us than them. Hallelujah, Daddy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm having a great night.
Y'all having a great night.
Let's see who we have. Okay. 1-1. Yes. 1, you're on air. Yes, I'd like Wanda to be my personal human toilet. I want her to shit on my chest
and pee
all over my face.
Okay.
Pastor. Play no weapon. Go on and put the word out. Send that word out. That's what the words are for. They ain't got nothing better to do. But Father God, forgive them for what they know not they do. See, I'm going to still God bless them. God bless them. But forgive them for what they know not they do. I have already have an example from Jesus to tell me what to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank
you. Yes, because everything sent back to them because, you know, they're going to affect their family. They don't even understand it. Death and life and the power of the tongue. Proverbs 8:1. Everything that was supposed to give the child of God is going back to them, back to the sender. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's play no weapon.
Return to sender.
Amen. Here we go with no
weapon.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, blessing to that song. Amen.
Amen.
No weapon.
That was beautiful.
Oh,
that was beautiful.
All righty. If there's any more callers out there and you want to come on live, just press that one key. Okay, you can call in at 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and we'll bring you on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we've got a caller here, 111. Let's see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
Three different questions. She's cute.
Say what?
There are a lot of women in engineering, especially not mechanical.
Is she white?
Yeah, she is.
Is she dating somebody?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
Have you asked her out?
No.
I haven't had time for that. All I have time for is math.
What is it?
Maybe she writes math, too.
I would assume so. She's in my math class.
Well, try not to multiply with her.
What is this, you man?
Thank you.
Well, you know you're on the air, 111.
She might be a freak. You never know.
Just hang up on her,
man. You never know.
Okay, all right. End of that call. Is there any more 111 callers out there that want to call in? Okay, or press the one key or anybody else? 911. Call in 657-383-1487. Press that one key. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
All righty. Hey, Tony, if you're listening, why don't you pick up the phone and say hello to everybody? Okay? Everybody would like to hear from you.
He's going to come on and he's going to cuss up a storm, man.
Yeah, you know what? Let me say this about Tony. Let me say this about Tony. And I've said it many times in the past. Tony is nothing but a fat, sicko, lazy ass. And that's it, man. That's what he is. And if you want to come on here, Tony, I dare you to come on here. Come on, Tony. Tony, talk, big man.
Okay, we got a caller here, 111. Let's see who we got. 111, you're on air. Hello?
How many genders are there, Oki? I don't know. I guess it depends on who you ask.
Wrong answer. Hello, 111, you're on air.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hello?
Is the right answer 5?
It's part of the movie. It's part of the animals.
Okay, I'm going to shut that down. Okay. Anyway, well, we have callers, but they're not pressing the one key. Okay, so I don't know what to do here.
You know what? I think it's time to end the show, Pastor Ken. I think it's time to end the show.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's enough. It's enough already. It's 20 after 10. Time to go to sleep, man.
Okay, well, we got one more call here. Let me see who we got. Let's see who we got. 111. You're on the air.
It's about your idea about Christians for Allah.
Get off the phone. That's that same Muslim man. We're not doing that. All right, it's everybody
racist.
Have a good and blessed night in Jesus' name. Love
you,
Pastor. I'll see
you
tomorrow night.
Goodbye.
There ain't no
Asalaamu
Alaikum
in
here, man. There ain't no Asalaamu Alaikum.
All right, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I want to wish you all
Amen.
The best tonight. Pastor Ken, Pastor Wanda, and thank you for being on the show. I'm out of here, man.
Okay, Pastor. Right. God bless
I'm
you.
I'm out too, Pastor. Y'all have a blessed night.
Okay, God
good
bless
tomorrow,
you, Pastor.
Pastor.
All right, Pastor.
You have a good night.
Great night. Good night, brother. All right. I guess it's you and me now, Pastor Ken.
Yeah, I guess it's you and me, and we got some more calls here. 111, let's take them and see who we have. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Hello? More calls. 111, let's take them and see who we have.
You must have had some.
Sausage.
Pasta.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was a no caller. Okay, let's try another 111. You're on the air. Hello? Hello, 111, you're on the air.
You're on the air, Noah. 111.
Well, I guess they ain't got nothing to say. Yep. Okay, end that one. Okay, well, like I said, I think I'm going to end the show now. Okay?
All right.
God bless everybody. Okay?
God bless everybody.
God bless Mike Hunt, Ashley, Brother Ardash, DC2, okay, Dr. Kent. Farrar, Gahul, Kevin Moorhead, Payne Jeter, okay, Shinsday, and Terry McGillicuddy, okay. Wait a minute, we have two more callers here. Before we go, let's take them and see who we have. Okay.
Richard Harper. Richard Harper.
Yep. Okay. Let's try another one here. 111, you're on the air. Okay. Now I take another one. 111, you're on the air.
Allah is mighty.
Allah Veta.
He has brought 10 into Islam. Can we
Allah
die as jihadi?
Allah Fregada.
He will
Allah
blow
Veta.
Up on her and her big fat ass pussy.
Why you talk like that, man? You're supposed to be a Muslim. You're supposed to be holy, man. You ain't no Muslim.
Yes, I am. Black women can be used as slaves.
Muslims don't cuss.
Okay. I'm going to shut it down for the night. Oh, we got another caller. Amen. Every time I get ready to shut it down, we get another caller. Okay. Let's take another call. 111, you're on the air. Okay, yeah, enough
of
that.
Sounds like some engine music, man. Some volume.
Yeah, sounds like that, yeah. All righty. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful night, and probably see you tomorrow night for another great show. Amen.
Another great show tomorrow. See you all tomorrow. Good night, Pastor Ken.
Good night, baby.
Good night, Tony.